Hey everybody, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. I'm not sure what episode this is, but I will say that I have seasons. So this season 3, we're just on another episode. The title of this episode is, Does Money Affect a Person's Self-Esteem? I asked this question August 18th. 2019. You can get over there, you can read the comments and stuff, but I was looking, and then actually finances, money is one of the number one causes of stress in America. So I would have to say that you know, a lot of people act like money isn't everything. Money has a deep effect on us. Like it's psychological, emotional. It affects us in a lot of ways. Being stressed or depressed can actually affect your health. So listen to this. Since money is the number one cause of stress in America, financial stress causes anxiety, PTSD, depression, divorce, and suicide. Y'all ever heard of those people that they have these high-paying jobs or these good-paying jobs, then if they lose their job, they kill themselves? Like, that's how vested people are in their financial situation. Like, if they lose their job, like, it's so, so bad that they'll kill themselves behind losing their job. It's crazy. Like this the last job. It's other jobs out here. I look at life like this. As long as I'm getting up every day, you know what I'm saying? Like, every day God wake me up, that's an opportunity for me to do something else. Like, I'm not giving up. I'm not gonna give up on myself. You know what I mean? But in the comments, I got a lot of yeses and no's. A lot of the men said yes, and one male in particular, he mentioned the fact that men are supposed to be providers. He said, if I can't even provide for myself, you know, how am I supposed to? And I agree with that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, me especially, like, I get very, very emotional when my money ain't adding up right. And because I'm the provider in my household. You know, I provide for me and my little girl. I'm telling you, I get in, and it's not a lot of things that get me worked up or get me in my feelings, but if the money ain't adding up, how it's supposed to, that don't sit well with me. I don't like that. But I do feel like money does affect a person's self-esteem. And we change. You know, sometimes we change, or we do more or we do less depending on our financial situation. You know, when you get your income tax check, you may go to roof crease. Whereas when your bag was a little low, you was getting 4 for 4s. You feel me? You was getting a 4 for 4. when the bag was low, you was getting a 4 for 4. Now you got your refund and you about to go have fun at roof crease. You see what I'm saying? So, you know what it is. You know how we do. We go up and down and back and forth. But the goal is to keep moving forward, to keep progressing. So the goal is to get to a place where what you getting on your refund check, you making that every month anyway. Or you making that every 2 weeks anyway. To me, that's the goal right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the refund check, just some extra money or just some extra to look forward to. But you know, we going to work every day anyway, getting a check every week or every other week or once a month. You know, that's the goal. For real, for real. We want to make what we make in a year. We want to make that in a month. Now, that's a big, I know that's a stretch. I know that's a stretch to make what you make in a year in a month. That's big, huh? It's just something to look forward to, work towards, and see what happens. What else I had to tell y'all? Oh, when you get an opportunity, I want you all to go listen to Steve Harvey. He got a 300 list where you write down 300 things. It's just like a vision board. And another thing I want y'all to do is make your vision board your screensaver. I got all this information from Steve Harvey, and I did it. I'd have had it for about 3-4 months now. But on my screensaver of my phone is all the stuff that's on my vision board. I'm going to redo it since it's been a few months now. I'm going to redo my vision board and add some photos to it. But yeah, make it your screensaver on your computer, on your cell phone. You know, just make it your screensaver. And then do your 300 list. Now, of course, you may not can think of 300 things, because I got to like 180. And I got to go back and look. I got to add some more stuff, because I had went to the store and I had seen some of my stuff I had wildy. But it ain't just about material things. Like, you know, I want my family to be in good health. I want to live to be in my late 100s. Well, like, I want to live to be like 115, 120, something like that. But, but yeah, just write down everything you want on the 300 list. I've been seeing this faith talk thing on Facebook. I ain't really got into that. I'm a little bit more on the private side, so I don't be telling everybody what I be wanting like that. I don't know. I'm just a regular person. I act like social media. You know, I do what I do if social media went out. Like, if I have an issue or I have something I want to talk about, I just talk to my friends in real life. Like, I don't talk to social media like they're my real friends. But, listen, I'm doing this for my brain right here, these questions. But does money affect a person's self-esteem? Yes. Yes, yes. Money is the number one cause of stress in America. Financial stresses cause anxiety, PTSD, depression, divorce, and suicide. So, y'all figure out what y'all gonna do and how y'all gonna keep y'all check going and flowing. I don't want nobody to hurt themselves because their money ain't adding up correctly. And I don't want you to get depressed and stuff. Okay, focus that energy on getting your money back up. That's how I see it. Any negative energy you have, focus it on doing something positive. Like, if you find yourself getting upset, start cleaning up your house. If you find yourself feeling down, don't listen to sad music. Listen to good music or fun music. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever you feeling, do the opposite. If you mad, don't frown, smile, then you'll start to feel happy. You know, look for, damn, I forgot my joke. Let me tell y'all this. As soon as I tell a joke, this what made me think. Look, this joke I got from my mom today. Joke for this episode: where do ships go when they get sick? To the dock. I'ma keep, man, Delph Comedy Jam still out. Anyway, but yeah, however you feeling, like, anytime you feeling any negative energy, I want you to clean up, do some research on your business, channel all that negative energy into something positive and constructive. That's what I do. Like, if I remember one time I was feeling away one day, and I had finished the second half of my business plan. I had did the first half and finished the second half. But that's what I do. You know, anytime I want y'all to change the narrative, because you can get this stuff under control. It's a mind over matter thing. All these symptoms, anxiety, depression, suicide, divorce, it's about how you look at things. You can look at getting fired from a job as a way to start your business from scratch, like you wanted to do anyway, but now you don't have a choice. So you need that you getting fired was the extra push that you needed. So anytime you have a bad situation, I want you to look for the silver lining in it, because I promise you, if you waking up every day, you here for a reason. So just look at things like that. Channel negative energy into something positive. Okay. Oh, and if you want to know what this song is in the background, it's Chanel by Flocko, my artist. But yeah, I'll catch y'all on another episode. Thanks for listening. Bye.